HQ presents The Library of Lost and Found by Phaedra Patrick. Read by Sarah Borges. Chapter 1. Valentine's Day. As always, Martha Storm was primed for action. Chin jutted, teeth gritted, and a firm grip on the handle of her trusty shopping trolley. Her shoulders burned as she struggled to push it up the steep slope towards the library. The cobblestones underfoot were slippery, coated by the sea mist that wafted into Sandshift each evening. She was well prepared for the evening's event. It was going to be perfect, even though she usually avoided Valentine's Day. Wasn't it a silly celebration? A gimmick to persuade you to buy stuffed furry animals and chocolates at rip-off prices. Why, if someone ever sent her a card, she'd hand it back and explain to the giver that they'd been brainwashed. However, a job worth doing was worth doing well. Bottles chinked in her trolley, a stuffed black bin bag rustled in the breeze, and a book fell off a pile, its pages fluttering like a moth caught in a spider's web. She'd bought the supermarket's finest rosé wine, flute glasses and napkins printed with tiny red roses. Her alarm clock had sounded at 5:30 that morning to allow her time to bake heart-shaped cookies, including gluten-free ones for any book lovers who had a wheat allergy. She'd brought along extra copies of the novel for the author to sign. One of the best feelings in the world came when she received a smile of appreciation or a few grateful words.